Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Belly Laughs, 10th Anniversary Edition, The Naked Truth About Pregnancy and Childbirth, is a comic memoir and informal pregnancy companion by Jenny McCarthy. First published after the birth of her first child and later reissued in an anniversary edition, it rejects the polished, reverent image of pregnancy common in many mainstream guides. McCarthy writes from personal experience, using blunt language and exaggerated comic observation to address bodily changes, discomfort, embarrassment, sexual intimacy, shifting moods, and labor. The book is not designed as a clinical reference, a substitute for prenatal care, or a comprehensive account of every pregnancy outcome. Its purpose is narrower and more distinctive to make the unpleasant, absurd, and frequently private parts of pregnancy speakable. Short, symptom-centered discussions move through experiences such as nausea, fatigue, gas, constipation, weight changes, hemorrhoids, hormonal volatility, and the physical demands of delivery. Its central contribution is emotional rather than medical. By treating taboo subjects as material for humor, it offers recognition to readers whose pregnancies feel less glamorous than idealized cultural narrativa suggest. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, comedy as a way to break pregnancy silence. The defining method of belly laughs is not medical instruction, but comic disclosure. McCarthy approaches pregnancy as a period in which ordinary bodily control, privacy, and self-image can be disrupted, then makes those disruptions discussable through humor. This matters because many common symptoms are physically mundane yet socially awkward digestive problems, sweat, swelling, acne, changing breasts, and altered sexual experiences can be difficult to raise in polite conversation. A clinical guide may name these matters accurately, but it does not necessarily address the embarrassment attached to them. McCarthy turns that embarrassment into the subject of the book, her deliberately crude, conversational voice signals that readers do not have to perform gratitude, serenity, or modesty in order to acknowledge discomfort. The jokes also create distance from frightening or humiliating moments without denying that they can be difficult. That approach can make recognition easier for readers who feel alienated by idealized depictions of expectant motherhood. At the same time, the technique has clear limits. Comic exaggeration and coarse language are central to the reading experience, so readers seeking calm reassurance, precise evidence, or a restrained tone may find it unhelpful. The book works best as a candid companion that supplements, rather than replaces reliable medical information. Secondly, a counterweight to the idealized pregnancy narrative. Belly Laughs repeatedly challenges the assumption that pregnancy should be described mainly as radiant, beautiful, and emotionally uncomplicated. McCarthy does not deny excitement or the significance of having a child, but she gives far more space to the exhausting and unseemly side of the experience. Morning sickness. Cravings, fatigue, forgetfulness, water retention, body changes, and irritability are treated as central facts of daily life, rather than minor interruptions to a glowing narrative. This emphasis offers a useful corrective to cultural scripts that can make pregnant people feel deficient when they are uncomfortable, impatient, angry, or unattractive. The book suggests that conflicting feelings can coexist. Someone can value a pregnancy while intensely disliking particular symptoms. That distinction is important because it separates an emotional response to physical hardship from a judgment about parental commitment. Its memoir form also prevents the book from claiming universality. McCarthy presents one outspoken version of pregnancy, not a representative survey or a standard everyone should meet. Readers can recognize patterns in her account without assuming that every pregnancy will proceed the same way. The result is a portrait of pregnancy as embodied and variable, with a special focus on experiences often softened, omitted, or quickly dismissed in more aspirational accounts. Thirdly, the body is treated as the central pregnancy story. Rather than organizing pregnancy around fetal development milestones, appointments, or formal health guidance, Belly Laughs concentrates on what pregnancy feels like from inside the body. Its subject matter includes queasiness, constipation, gas, hot flashes, fainting, skin changes, weight gain, swollen or engorged breasts, hemorrhoids, and the progression toward labor. This focus explains both the book's appeal and its narrowness. It gives language to practical inconveniences that can dominate a day, but receive little attention in celebratory conversation. By lingering on symptoms that are usually treated as too trivial or too embarrassing to mention, McCarthy validates their cumulative effect on comfort, confidence, sleep, clothing, food, and social life. The body is not presented as a graceful symbol of motherhood. It is presented as a changing physical reality that can feel unpredictable and sometimes comic. That framing also helps explain the title. The humor is grounded in the belly and its surrounding bodily consequences, not in an abstract account of personal transformation. However, readers should distinguish anecdotal frankness from health advice. Physical symptoms during pregnancy can range from ordinary discomfort to signs requiring professional assessment. And the book, does not offer the diagnostic framework needed to tell the difference. Its strength lies in recognition and emotional relief, while prenatal clinicians and evidence-based resources remain necessary for decisions about care and safety. Fourthly, intimacy, appearance, and shame are brought into open view. McCarthy extends her candid approach beyond symptoms to subjects that often carry social shame, including pregnant sex, changing appearance, underwear, and the loss of bodily privacy around childbirth. These topics are important because pregnancy changes not only comfort, but also how a person may experience desirability, partnership, modesty, and control. Conventional pregnancy discourse can acknowledge that bodies change while avoiding the more personal question of how those changes affect intimacy or self-consciousness. Belly Laughs refuses that avoidance. Its humor makes room for the awkwardness of trying to maintain a sexual relationship, wear familiar clothes, or feel recognizable in a rapidly changing body. The book therefore speaks to pregnancy as a social and relational experience, not solely a medical condition. Its perspective may be especially useful to readers who want confirmation that embarrassment and ambivalence are not necessarily unusual. Yet the book's directness should not be mistaken for a universal account of intimacy. Relationships, sexual comfort, medical restrictions, identity, and cultural norms differ widely. And McCarthy writes primarily from her own experience and comic persona. The value of this material is its willingness to open a conversation, not its ability to settle what is normal for every couple. Readers can use it as a prompt for honest communication while relying on qualified clinicians for individualized concerns about sexual activity during pregnancy. Lastly, labor is presented as painful, messy, and ultimately relieving. The book culminates in childbirth as the extreme point of the physical story McCarthy has been telling. Her account emphasizes the torture and sweet relief associated with delivery, maintaining the same anti-sentimental stance found in her discussion of pregnancy symptoms. This portrayal resists the tendency to frame labor only as a triumphant finale or an experience that can be fully managed through preparation. By foregrounding pain, indignity, fear, and bodily messiness, McCarthy acknowledges why childbirth can feel overwhelming even when the outcome is joyful. The comic framing does not remove the seriousness of labor. Instead, it presents laughter as a response to an experience that may exceed ordinary expectations of privacy and composure. For some readers, this can reduce the pressure to view birth through a single approved emotional lens. A person may be frightened, relieved, exhausted, amused, and happy in close succession. Still, Belly Laughs is not a birth preparation manual. It does not aim to compare delivery settings, interventions, pain management options, complications, or postpartum recovery in the systematic manner of childbirth education. Readers planning for labor should pair its emotional honesty with current professional guidance and discussions with their care team. What the book contributes is permission to admit that delivery can be both meaningful and physically formidable, without requiring a polished story afterward. In conclusion, Belly Laughs is best suited to pregnant readers, people trying to conceive, partners who want a less sanitized glimpse of pregnancy, and parents who may recognize their own experience in its irreverent voice. It can be particularly effective for someone tired of guides that emphasize medical milestones or inspirational reassurance while leaving the embarrassing details largely unspoken. The practical benefit is not instruction in prenatal decision-making. Instead, the book provides vocabulary, recognition, and comic relief around symptoms and situations that readers may otherwise feel reluctant to discuss. Its intellectual value lies in its challenge to the cultural expectation that pregnancy must be narrated as graceful, grateful, and consistently joyful. Compared with standard pregnancy books, McCarthy's work stands out because it is a personality-driven memoir rather than a balanced health handbook. Its chapters and observations center the pregnant body in all its discomfort, messiness, and social awkwardness. That makes the book memorable and accessible, but it also defines its limitations. Its anecdotes are not clinical evidence, and its coarse humor will not suit every reader. Those who prefer a medically detailed, inclusive, or carefully neutral resource should look elsewhere for primary guidance. For its intended purpose, however, Belly Laughs offers a distinctive counterpoint to more formal books. It insists that cramps, gas, rage, constipation, changing desire, and fear of labor are legitimate parts of the conversation. Read alongside trustworthy prenatal care resources. It can make pregnancy feel less isolating and less burdened by the demand to appear composed. If you would like to support Jenny McCarthy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.